Mars is flat.
What?
I said Mars is flat, Half Milk Carton.
Yeah, I heard ya. I meant... But what do you mean by that?
I mean, like, it's not round.
What are you on about?
I'm on about the shape of Mars. Like, it's a frickin' disc with all the mountains and canals and Antarctica flumps and Mars City on the top half and rocks and shrubs on the underneath bit. Like, you know, the undercarriage.
Twist for a minute now. We're back on air. Hello and welcome back to Mars Radio 14, the third best radio station in the Martian Space Force Broadcasting Spectrum. My name is Captain Half Milk Carton, and I'm joined by Lieutenant Bungalow to, why are you here, Bungalow?
To tell you about the fish sandwich I just ate. It was delicious.
Oh yes, the salmon of insight, Bungalow. Was it tasty?
Oh, very tasty. Nogular, in fact. Well, I mean, the bitter side of Nogular. Bit like if you fry in the raptoid flumberwackle in the juice of a cantagular glimpse armpit. You know, spicy, but nice.
All right, well, that sounds like an acquired taste. And can you tell the listeners how you managed to catch the Salmon of Insight? The legendary Martian Salmon of Insight. The creature that bestows all Martian knowledge into the mind of whatever eats it.
I was up on the side of Olympus Mons, grubbing for worms underneath the mobsticle bush.
Hold it there, Bungalow. Are you telling me that you caught the Salmon of Insight wandering around in elemental chlorine halfway up the tallest mountain on Mars?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Well, because fish are traditionally found in water, Bungalow.
You would say that, Half Milk Carton Simpleton. It's a typical sort of thing a Geo-Indian would say. It's easy knowing you've never eaten the Salmon of Insight. Insight. I suppose you think gravity holds Mars in some sort of friggin' orbit. And that Mars spins on some sort of, like, axis.
But it does!
Only in the minds of fools, Half Milk Carton. Because they have never been enlightened. Like me. Anybody else agrees with me.
By the nine triangulas of Bongalon, what are you talking about, Bungalow?
I'm talking about the fact that gravity, it doesn't exist. Look, watch what happens when I let go of this glass.
Why did you break that?
Well, I didn't break anything. Mars broke it, because when I let go of the glass, it became a static object in the universe, and the upwardness of Mars raced towards it. Caused it to smash. Mars is actually an infinite disk moving upwards at top speed.
For obligong sake, Bungalow, how can Mars be an infinite disk? Can you not see the roundy shape of it when you go up into space?
In the space rocket?
No, in the sandwich toaster. Of course in the space rocket, you know, the thing you travel in to go to other planets.
Oh, that was all faked, Half Milk Carton. Planet Earth is actually a warehouse south of the Maxwell Crater, I think. You'd know that if you'd eaten the Salmon of Insight. Insight.
The one you caught grubbing for worms underneath the marmsicle bush halfway up Olympus Mons.
Yeah?
And tell me this. Did the Salmon of Insight have grey fur and a bit of a temper?
You know, it did. Took a chunk out of my frickin' elbow. See the bruising there on my anterior vestibule? The Salmon of Insight did that.
I bet it did, Bungalow, because it wasn't the Salmon of Insight you ate. It was the Badger of Bewilderment.
It was not. You know what? That's the typical sort of thing a Geoidian would say. Face it, you're afraid of the truth. Frickin' Geoidians.
Oh, for obligong sake. We leave it there, folks.